first weekend of the spring, and that's why I've invited my friend Pope County Sheriff Jerry Suits on this morning. Jerry, first off, it's good to talk to you, pal. You well?
Everything's good, sir. Good to be able to talk to you this morning early, and I hope you're doing well.
I am, and any day I get a chance to talk to you is a good thing. But here's the thing.
It.
You know, you and I were talking. This has been a while back, and I was kind of stunned. I'm talking to Jerry, and he talks about the number of times over a weekend that he'd had to use helicopters when it came to recovering people from the Shawnee National Forest and other park areas. How do you qualify that, Sheriff? I mean, how do you give somebody an idea of how often you and the rest of your department has to address this, lost and injured?
I'll tell you, Tom, it's, we do it, seem like, a lot. When I go back on my logs and see how my staff respond up there and all first responders, it's unbelievable. I would think, if I'm just thinking about it, you know, maybe we go up there to these parks maybe a couple times a month, but here lately, you know, the last 5 years, it seemed like it's not daily, but it's every other day, seems like.
And you can have some weekends, especially early in the spring, like this first weekend of spring, maybe a little wet to keep people out of the woods on Saturday, but you and I are going to see that one weekend where everybody has cabin fever and they run to the woods and maybe not so prepared. I mean, it is a large number, too.
I agree, sir. We're getting to that point now where, you know, people's had this, use your words, cabin fever. They're ready to get out. I'm ready to get out, you know, ready to get out and enjoy. And you know, we want to invite people to come down here and enjoy these parks we've got in Polk County. And we're looking forward to seeing them. But I think, as we discussed earlier, you know, we want to be safe when they get here.
I wonder how much of this, because you mentioned 5 years, how we've seen this tick up, and I wonder how much of this is based on cell phone dependence. Well, I use the word dependence, but two categories when it comes to cell phones. One, you think if you get back in an area and you get lost, you can use your GPS on your phone. Some cases you can, but if you don't have a cell phone signal, it's a problem. Depends on how you're prepared. But also people putting themselves in dangerous positions so they can capture that cell phone picture.
I agree, sir. You know, we're all dependent on these cell phones. I carry two of them, and why I do that, I don't have a clue, but I guess one of them's not enough for me. But, you know, people get dependent. You know, I got to tell you, Tom, that, you know, most of the people that we get calls about, they're out in these woods. When we we get them back to safety, they'll all tell us the exact same thing. I was running out of cell service. I can't believe it, you know. Now, I think the number one word or two words that I want to use, you know, you got to be prepared when you go out to these parks. And a lot of people, you know, I got to tell you, Tom, a lot of people, they're just not prepared.
It's interesting because I went out and looked for some items, and I'll explain to you why. It's going to be a little embarrassing in just a couple of moments. And I found a couple of locations because I use, as an example for myself, Bell Smith Springs. It is very convoluted. You can get down in a holler where you can't see the sun, so you can't do your north-south thing very well. If it's a cloudy day, even worse. And it is a rather complicated, unique area with no cell phone coverage. And so that area, for instance, you can go out, download an app, or go to the USGS, the U.S. Geological Survey, and download a topographical map that is very detailed, and there's a lot of big stuff down there to be able to help kind of get yourself, you know, acquainted with where you need to go to get out. And also, somebody's been down there putting some new trail markers in place as well. But there are a number of areas that are rough like this. And here's the embarrassing fact. And I know it's not like losing someone over a cliff and getting someone injured, but I was in Bell Smith Springs in the fall. I lost my dog.
Yes, sir.
And I'm thinking, how could – you know me. I don't let my dog out of my sight. It's my best friend, right?
Yeah,
yes,
sir.
You know Getty, so – You'll only be mildly embarrassed that the only picture I had of you on social media to say you were coming on was you and Getty together. So if you hear about this. But it gave me a little kind of insight. First off, my overconfidence. That's part of the problem. I mean, I was getting to figure out how I was going to call you to explain how I'm staying in Bell Smith Springs till I find my dog drop food off.
Yes, sir.
And because I'm not leaving without him.
Sure.
But it was that insight of like, how can I let this happen to me? How hard is this to find this little black dog in this world of brown? And I'm like, I'm going nuts, yelling all over the place. And then I realized that's just a tiny insight a little bit of oversight with the kids, a little bit too much confidence in yourself maybe and not being prepared. And I think a lot of people probably have that same thought walking in the woods going, how did I let myself get into that? How does it happen?
You know, Tom, I agree. You know, a lot, probably 50% or more of the people that get lost down there or, you know, call us, have been down there more than five times. And it's unbelievable. They all tell me when they get down there, you know, I can't believe it. I'm down here all the time. You know, I've got the right kind of gear on. I've been here. I know these trails. You know, I can walk these trails in the dark. I can walk them in sunlight. You know, I'm prepared. And how did this happen? I've heard that so many times that, you know, I'm waiting for them to tell me that. But, you know, I think your words, you know, self-confident, you know, people get down there, you know, I'm a hiker and I like the outdoors. I can go down there and I'll spend an hour down there. And then next thing you know, they're calling 911 and we've got a tragedy here. So, I agree totally. Overconfidence is a big issue for us.
Yeah, and it's interesting because I remember Bill Casey. I don't know if you don't remember William. He was from the Tunnel Hill area. And he said, if you've been anywhere once, you should be able to get there again.
Sure.
And, you know, and that's always been, and I kind of hear that voice echo in. So what is your advice to someone who's going out into, whether it's Garden of the Gods, because we got two areas here. We've got lost and we've got dangerous, dangerous conditions at these cliff faces where people are compelled to take a photograph. What's your advice to them, Sheriff?
Well, I think number one is, and I'll say it again, and I think I say it daily and about a lot of issues in law enforcement, but I think the number one thing is you got to be prepared. You got to know your surroundings. You know, take some stuff with you. You know, and we've talked about this. I don't know how many times for how many years, but you know, you gotta make sure you got the right footwear on, and you know, these flip flops. You know, I don't have a pair of them. I don't like them, but a lot of people do. Up from you know, my granddaughters. I've got a couple of grandbabies that you know the first shoes they had was flip flops, and right. You know, up to. You know, I've seen people, you know, 50, 60, 70-year-old wears them. So, you know, you got to stay away from flip-flops. You know, you got to have the right gear on. And you got to make sure that cell phone is charged and ready to go. And, you know, there's a lot of places up in Garden of Gods and Bellsmith Springs, Jackson Falls, Burton Falls, and Polk County that, you know, you may not have a cell surface in every spot, but you walk enough, you're going to get a bar or two up there where you can talk to us or at least text. And you know we've got people that monitors and you know we'll respond to those texts and you know make sure I think you got a bottle of water and I think the number one thing Tom is this make sure you got somebody with you don't go out there alone even though you've been out there for 20 years and never had an issue you know get somebody with you and even if it's 15 or 16-year-old kid, you know, get somebody to go with you and go out there and have a good time. And we're hoping that, everything will go well. I think another thing that, you know, we've experienced the last couple of years is don't expect there's not somebody out there that's a bad guy. You know, we've had some vandalism out there. And the number one thing I was thinking about it this morning before we came on, I see a lot of this. We had a lot last year. People bring in nice vehicles, and you know they'll have their families with them, and you know they got them big ring of keys, you know. And I think ladies are no disrespect to ladies, Tom, but you know I think they carry a lot of keys. I know my wife does, and they'll open up that little box there that lid that goes into your gas tank, and they'll stick them keys in there, and they're going to hide them. And next thing you know, we're getting a call saying you know my car's been vandalized, and you know, I've had some items in there. So, you know, we don't want people to come up there and you know, start out a good day and then they come back to their car and something goes wrong. So, you know, we're hoping for the best this year. I'm hoping that, you know, we're prepared and we're just hoping that there won't be any incidents this year.
You know, it's interesting about the cell phones and you talk about batteries, that if you go into some areas, the batteries use minimum power when they're in town because it's an easy signal. But if you go into an area where they can't contact, the battery power and usage goes up in an attempt for that cell phone to reach a cell tower. And so it drains the battery. You go 100%. Well, you go into an area where the cell phone can't reach, it ramps up its power usage in an attempt to call home to the mothership, for lack of a better word. And so your battery gets drained earlier, and that's why these small battery packs, I have a backup tank with five charges that I keep in my backpack, an MRE, and I stop in Mitchellsville and pick up a couple of bananas, too, you know, and just chuck them in the back, right?
Yeah, exactly. You know, again, you know, just be prepared. You know, I mean, most people that go out there, you know, they spend a day, and it's a good thing. I have had people that you know, go out there an hour before it gets dark. You know, just want to take a little walk. You know, if Tom Miller asked me, Jerry, when's the best time to go to Bellsmith Springs, I'd say start in the morning and, you know, come out of there, you know, 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Right. And if you do have a little issue, well, you know, you've got some sunlight to maybe find it. Because I'll tell you, Tom, after it gets dark, I'm telling you, it's dark.
It's dark back there.
I mean, the lights go off and you're thinking, you know, am I ever going to be able to come out of there? And you know, at the end of the day, you know, first responders, we're going to send them out there. I'm going to come out there. But, you know, it's dangerous for first responders to also, right, Tom, to go out. And we're going to find you. I got to be honest with you. We're going to find you. We're going to told a guy last year, and I come out on 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, and I told him, I said, and not that I'm Superman, but I told him, I won't leave till we get them.
Right.
And you know, that's how we do our business down here, not just Polk County, but Sling County and Hardin County, Massai, Johnson. But when it gets dark, you just, you know, you got that eerie feeling about, you know, are we ever going to be able to find them? So that's just one suggestion that I got. And you know, I know a lot of people, you know, we're all time starved and you know, we're got busy lives out there and it's all good for us. But, you know, if I had one suggestion for anybody, start early and come in early.
I like that. News Radio WJPF, Polk County Sheriff Jerry Suits. Jerry, if you could hold tight for just a second, sir, and thanks for your time, too. I know it's you got busy. Hey, we got like 20 seconds. How's the recovery on the floods and the roads?
We're doing good down here. We got a lot of debris on these roads now. I expect especially the really rural out there, you know, gravel roads, a lot of debris on there. They're muddy right now. But as a summary, we're doing good right down here now, Tommy. It really looking good.